I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor of Information Security Media Group. Today, I'm speaking with Rahi Abouk, PhD, and researcher at William Patterson University in Wayne, New Jersey, and David Powell, also a PhD and a senior economist at Research Institute RAND in Arlington, Virginia. We're going to be speaking about new research they conducted that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA, about ransomware attacks, emergency department visits, inpatient admissions in both targeted and nearby hospitals. So, Rahi, for starters, can you briefly describe what it was that you examined for your study? How many hospitals did you examine? I understand they were in California. What were you looking at?
In this study, we look at the effect of ransomware attacks on hospitals in the state of California between 2014 and 2020, and on two major outcomes. Our outcomes were emergency department visits, number of emergency department visits, and also number of inpatient admissions, those visits that take longer than one day. Basically, it necessitates an overnight stay in the hospital. So our result, in terms of the number of incidents or ransomware attacks, we identified eight incidents or eight attacks. And overall, these attacks targeted 15 hospitals, meaning that in some cases, in some of these attacks, more than one hospital were targeted. And the reason is that basically, sometimes attacks are on a healthcare system, meaning that the networks that are more than one, only one hospital. So that's why we have eight attacks affecting nearly 15 hospitals. And overall, we were looking about maybe around 370, 374 hospitals in total in the state of California.
So, David, I understand that for hospitals that were targeted with ransomware, there was a temporary drop in the number of patient emergency department visits for a certain length of time during an attack, and then a rise in emergency department visits at nearby hospitals that were not targeted by the ransomware. How much of an impact did you see on emergency room visits at the attacked hospitals and then on the emergency departments of the nearby hospitals, and why?
That's right. So we really, so in this paper, we focused on just the numbers of people coming in to kind of understand how the ransomware attacks were affecting the capacity of the hospitals. And so we were finding really large reductions. So for emergency department visits, we found at the peak, it was reducing the number of visits by about 16% in the same for the inpatient admissions. So just extremely large reductions in just the ability of these hospitals to take in new patients. And I thought kind of the more interesting result was that nearby hospitals then kind of, as you might expect, saw an increase in the number of patients they were taking in, equivalent to about 6 to 7% increases at their peak levels. So that suggests that there were kind of these major spillovers to these nearby hospitals that were affecting their capacity and their ability to treat patients that were maybe already that would have gone to the hospital anyway, that were already in the hospital.
So, Rahi, for how long did these temporary changes in emergency department visits last? For instance, did they last for as long as ambulances and patients were being diverted away from the attacked hospitals? What was the average?
So the duration of the effect on average basically was somewhere around up to 4 weeks, while we observed the largest effect up to 2 weeks following each attack. And after the 2 weeks, we see some sort of decline, but the decline takes time to be effective to get basically to the pre-attack level of ED visits. So basically what we see is right after the attack, we see an increasing decline, and after 2 weeks, we see an basically a fading of the effect. The effect starts to just disappear, and the hospital is usually getting back to the normal operation because these hospitals usually try to address the issue as soon as they can, but sometimes it takes time to basically negotiate or to address the inaccessibility of the network, computer networks and everything. So that's basically very in line with anecdotal evidence about the potential procedure and time it takes that hospital management negotiate with the ransomware attackers, basically.
David, in terms of the inpatient admissions at attacked hospitals and then at nearby hospitals, what did you see there? Was there a drop in admissions and inpatient admissions at the attacked hospitals? Did they go up at the nearby hospitals? And why do you think that was the case of whatever you did see?
Right. So inpatient admissions, they also dropped substantially at the attack hospitals. So they dropped on, you get on the order of about 60 and 70% at its peak, which again suggests that the hospitals were really adversely affected by these attacks, and that led to kind of an inability to just handle lots of these things. For inpatient admissions, though, we saw less of an impact on nearby hospitals, but just suggests that there's less kind of ability to respond on that margin. And so we just didn't really see much evidence of the nearby hospital being impacted on that dimension. So we saw large impacts on emergency department visits, but not so much on inpatient.
So, Rahi, your study did not examine the potential adverse health outcomes among patients at hospitals that are targeted by ransomware attacks, but any anecdotal evidence that you gathered along the way that might provide a picture of the patient safety issues that can result from these attacks?
Actually, this was basically our first investigation of a series of investigation that we are planning to do, and basically using the extended data that includes hospitalization for 2021 and 2022 and potentially 2023. And however, we were looking at some health outcome in particular, for example, in hospital death and some overall death in the county in which those targeted hospitals are located. And we do believe that there are some evidence of decline or in health outcomes, such as mortality. But in order to pinpoint the exact estimates and numbers, we need to do more rigorous follow-up studies on this topic using either this data or other similar data that is available to us in the future.
And David, is there any other, findings? Were there any other findings that kind of stood out about the research that we haven't touched upon that are worth mentioning?
I think the spillovers to other hospitals is really kind of the interesting findings here. Because these attacks, you might think that just the attack hospital is the only one that's impacted, but the idea that just the nearby hospitals are going to also be impacted by these attacks, that's kind of an important finding, and has important it has important policy implications for just how to think about cybersecurity and things like that for hospitals.
And finally, Rahi, what are the lessons that are emerging from your research that hospitals should be paying attention to in case they are hit by a ransomware attack or if one of their nearby hospitals are hit?
Actually, there are several points that could be taken out of this research. And the first issue is that probably policymakers need to be very careful and basically responsive to this sort of attacks, because these attacks has become very popular and very popular in the United States during the past 10 years, let's say. However, we haven't had much activities in the policy landscape to address these attacks and try to reduce or prevent these attacks. So the first policy lesson or lessons for hospitals in the area or other hospitals is that, okay, if the hospital is subject to these attacks, probably informing the management of nearby hospitals about the incident would be basically beneficial, so that those hospitals could basically mobilize in terms of providing services to potentially incoming patients who are supposed to go to the targeted hospital. We know that usually these attacks go unreported, at least for a couple of months after the attack, because of several considerations. But based on our study, basically, and especially the results that we have for ED visits, we do believe that publicizing these events or these attacks by hospitals, at least to a restricted network of hospital management, would probably be beneficial, would have basically beneficial health impacts on patients in terms of, because if those nearby hospitals are mobilized, then they can better serve incoming patients, and this way we can reduce the potential health impacts of these attacks. The other thing about the inpatient admission is that we don't see any effect or any spillover effect on nearby hospitals. This needs to, this result basically deserves more attention and more investigation, because one reason we don't see any effect might be that people postpone receiving care. And due to this postponing, we might have some adverse health impact in the future. So this is something that needs to be basically taken care of by either by hospital management or policymakers to get to the bottom of it, in fact. So the other thing about these attacks is that what happens to the mix of payers mix, basically, meaning that our current paper reports a decline in overall visits, either it's ED visits or inpatient admissions. So one important question is that, okay, do we see a heterogeneous effect of these attacks depending on the type of healthcare coverage individuals have, or no? We see a consistent decline in all types of payers, meaning that what happens to a patient who's a Medicare enrollee after these attacks, and what happens to a patient who is a Medicaid enrollee after these? So are these two groups of patients treated differentially by the targeted hospitals in the weeks following the attacks, or basically no, we don't see any heterogeneity or disparities? So these are all important points and questions that we are trying to address in the follow-up research that we are doing on this topic.
Thank you so much, David and Rahi. I've been speaking to David Powell and Rahi Abouk. I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.